Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So Michael Jenkins, she is Chelsea Messenger, coming up. What we saw last night in Buffalo, Bills and Patriots and New England getting the last second win in a divisional battle. We'll also take a look at the best games we saw on Sunday in Week 5, including that wild finish between the Titans and the Cardinals. That was something to behold. And we'll choose a winner of the weekend as well before we focus on the Chiefs and Jags tonight in Kansas City. Chelsea, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning. Our perfectly logical squad parlay did not hit, but imagine the people that did a parlay on the Titans and the Panthers, moneyline parlay. That would have won this weekend. The Buchanan Messenger household parlay would have won this weekend. It's crazy.
Oh, man. There were some great games in the NFL. Just a great weekend of football. I love that we're in the thick of it right now, where you get upsets, and it doesn't matter if it's the college or the pro game. You get games you don't anticipate, results that you didn't think was going to happen. This is really the best time of year, at least for me, because you're right there and you've got... you got baseball in the postseason. We talk about that as well during the next 3 hours, but everything's going on right now. I had some pumpkin beer over the weekend. That was great. The fall weather is here. Love it.
Well, my point being is that it's not very often that we get to celebrate a Victory Monday in our household, because Jake is a Panthers fan and I am a Titans fan. And the fact that they both happen on the same weekend, Jake, this is something huge in our household. And it might be the only Victory Monday of the entire season for the Titans.
Well, how did you celebrate? How are you going to celebrate then?
I mean, we don't celebrate. I mean, Jake's not even here. So that was a bummer. He's away at a baseball tournament. I don't know. We celebrate by not wanting to, like, drive into oncoming traffic. We celebrate by celebrating the fact that, like, local radio is not going to be completely depressing this week. So I guess there's some celebration in that.
Yeah. All right. Let's hear about your bets and then get to Sunday Night Football. Only one bet on the card, but it was a winner.
Yeah. Props continued to be pretty profitable for me. Had Garrett Wilson of the Jets 60 plus receiving yards. He finished with 71 in a game that had a ton of points. This was a very back and forth game between the Cowboys and the Jets. Jets didn't really show much fight, but all we needed was Garrett Wilson, their number one receiver, to get his prop, and he did. So that's a dub.
Nice job. I went 1-1 on the weekend. Had Texas laying 4.5. That was a loser, but had Cincinnati on the money line against Iowa State. That was a winner. Then I was going to ask you about this. I know I tweeted at you for a hot second on Saturday, but that period there where it looked like Cincy was going to run away with it, and then there were 5 flags in like 8 plays. I'm like, how is that guy? Like, the fix is in. What is going on here?
It was brutal. I was all over that game, that matchup, but I was seeing flag after flag after flag, and I was like, they're in the pocket of Iowa State or something.
God, I'm sure looked that way. But we got a dub nonetheless. Donkster went out on a limb, took the Saints on the money line against the Giants, and that was a winner as the Saints get their first win of the season, 26-14. So we wrap up last week. Chelsea 6-2-1. I go 7-2-1, and the Donkster 4-1 here on the Daily Tip on a BetMGM Network. Double D's Degenerate Parlay, odds of 3,413 to 1, but the parlay goes 5-7, and the squad parlay oh, so close. We go 4-1 overall with odds of more than 15-1. Vanderbilt plus 10.5 at Bama ended up getting us. Great to be with you on a Monday morning. And last night in Buffalo, the Patriots pulling off the upset over the Bills 23-20. The Patriots getting 8 points. They're plus 360 on the money line. Total set at 49.5. The under hits. Revenge game for former Bills receiver Stephon Diggs. And he puts on quite a show. 10 catches, 146 yards, including 119 of those yards in the second half alone. And then game tied at 20, 15 seconds to play. New England with this to win it.
For the lead, right down the middle, Borregales nails it. And the Patriots take the lead.
Mike Tirico with the call on NBC. Andy Borregales from 52 yards away for the dub. How about the Patriots? They have now won back-to-back games for the first time since winning three straight in 2023, and they have a winning record for the first time since starting the 2019 season, 8-0. Seems like a long time ago, but this was a very competitive game, a divisional game. A lot of people were on the Patriots. We were on the Patriots, and now we got a fight in the AFC East.
Absolutely. This feels like a Patriots team that in no world felt 8.5 points worse than the Bills. I don't know what they were doing with this line, but I think a lot of people jumped on it for that reason. Divisional game. And plus, Drake May has been so impressive this year, especially what we saw from him in the second half of this game, going 13 of 14 completions in this game. And plus being able to weaponize, you know, the best weapon that you have in a game that's obviously huge for him in throwing the ball to Stephon Diggs. Then you look at the Bills and it felt like a lot of self-imposed wounds in this one where the penalties were out of control. 11 for 90 yards. They had three turnovers in this game, including an interception by Josh Allen and some really uncharacteristic fumbles. Early on in this game, it felt like somebody had had too much popcorn. They could not hold on to the ball, both teams. But in the end, the Patriots get the win, and this is a big one, upending one of the last few remaining undefeated teams in the NFL.
Yeah, I didn't know what to think about the Patriots going into the season, and I questioned a lot of the experts and the pundits and, you know, people in the wagering space who were saying, watch out for the Patriots, watch out for the Patriots. And you know what? I was absolutely wrong. The Patriots look like a very well-coached football team. They've got some warts like a lot of other teams do this time of year. But when you watch the way Drake May plays and you see Stephon Diggs showing out, Ramondre Stevenson, 7 carries, 14 yards, 2 touchdowns on the ground, you're finally seeing the Patriots sort of rise from the dead after the Bill Belichick era ended the way it did. And now, I mean, I still think the Bills are going to win the division. I think most people feel that way. But it's not going to be maybe as easy sailing as maybe we thought it was going to be a few weeks ago. Patriots look good.
Yeah, I think the lesson is that there is no team in the NFL that's absolutely dominant. And usually that's the case. And so I was kind of waiting for a spot to see, okay, maybe the Bills will show some weaknesses. Because also you look at their schedule, and I understand that first game of the year, nobody knew that the Ravens were going to absolutely implode. But after that, it was the Jets, the Dolphins, and the Saints. So yeah, they had all these wins, but it was a bunch of cupcakes. It's like looking at the University of Georgia's schedule, you know, normally. But obviously, Josh Allen is the reigning MVP for a reason. And it's not going to surprise me if the Bills are still one of the favorites to win the Super Bowl come this January.
Yeah, Sean McDermott was saying it after the game. We just sort of beat ourselves, and he was giving credit to the Patriots. But also, when you have 2 fumbles and an interception, 3 turnovers overall against a good football team, and New England is a good football team, you're probably going to end up on the wrong side of the ledger more often than not. Josh Allen, 22 of 32, 253 yards, 2 touchdowns, and the Bills' 14-game home winning streak comes to an end. Buffalo has just been so tough when playing at home, but I'm kind of glad that we see a competitive division now that maybe, you know, maybe surprises us. So I still think Buffalo down the stretch with Josh Allen as their MVP, and this is just a setback for them. Just in the NFL, it's hard to win each and every single week, particularly in divisional battles, and so we see that across the league each and every season. But are you a believer in the Patriots moving forward? When you look at a game like this, do you say, okay, it's pro football, it happens, or do you think down the line, maybe we're talking about the Patriots at the end of the season as a team that maybe has an outside shot at making the postseason?
Yeah, absolutely. I definitely think that they have a chance to make the postseason because of what we've seen from Drake May. I will say this, even if it's not this year, Patriots fans have a lot to look forward to because Drake May looks like that guy in New England. And especially when you have a coach like Mike Vrabel, which we know firsthand here in Tennessee, that even when his cupboard is not completely full, he is very good at getting his team up for these big-time games where even when there is a talent discrepancy, you know he's going to field a competitive team. And that was kind of based on the that was part of the handicap for me, getting 8.5 points. Did I think they were going to win outright? No. But the future is certainly bright for New England.
Yeah, it's interesting, too, going back to the quarterback class from a couple years ago and how these guys are sort of developing with their different teams at a different rate. You have Caleb Williams in Chicago, and the Bears come to D.C. next Monday night, so that's going to be exciting. But he's coming off his best game as a pro against the Cowboys secondary. It looked awesome. Jaden Daniels was a superstar last year. He looked really good yesterday in his return after 2 weeks. You could tell that entire Commanders defense just elevated for a number of reasons, but certainly because J.D. Five was back there. And then you've got Drake May playing really well for the Patriots, and they're different types of quarterbacks, so of course the pace is different, but he looks great. So, you know, that was one of the strongest quarterback classes we've seen in a long time in the National Football League. Michael Penix Jr. in the top 10, Bo Nix in the top 10 as well. He got a dub yesterday. So, man, these second-year quarterbacks are really starting to show some of those flashes that made them high draft picks in the first place.
Oh, absolutely, especially with Drake May. But I do think we need to mention the defense in this one because it's not just, you know, a quarterback who lives on an island. He is on a team, and you need pieces around him because this is one of the reasons why I think a lot of the people thought that the Patriots were in store for a big year is because they had a ton of cap space that they could spend, and they spent some of that money on shoring up the defense. And last night, they did a great job of stopping the run. When you have an electric running back like James Cook and Josh Allen, who's also behind the line of scrimmage, you know, sometimes it can be really tough, you know, to stop the run. But they did that pretty well with James Cook last night, allowing him to only rush for 49 yards on 15 carries, 3.3 yards per carry. So that should be noted as well. It's not just Drake May. It's the fact that this defense has improved a ton as well.
Since we're talking about the AFC, can we talk about the Ravens for a second? Oh, my God. I got destroyed by the Texans yesterday, 44-10. And I'm looking at the odds of BetMGM. The Ravens right up there at the beginning of the season, right behind the Bills, maybe neck and neck to win the Super Bowl. Now they're 17-1 to win it all. They're sitting at 1-4. And I know a lot of people think there's going to be value on Baltimore when Lamar Jackson returns. I got to say, and I'm not just looking at this game, but when you look at how they perform as a team, I mean, for the majority of the season and showing just like zero signs of life yesterday, they're so banged up on defense. I think it's going to be a lost year for Baltimore. And I know there's been kind of some whispers that maybe John Harbaugh's job is in question. I don't think that's the case, but the wheels are falling off in Charm City.
Oh, absolutely. But this is what we kind of saw from the defense even before Lamar Jackson got hurt. So when you have a defense that is that spotty and you don't have an MVP type quarterback, you know, running up the score, you're not going to have a chance in a lot of games. So, you know, this was a much needed respite for a Texans offense that so far has looked absolutely terrible. But the fact they put 44 points on this Ravens defense, and obviously when your offense can't get first downs, that goes into the defense as well because the defense is constantly on the field. So, like, some that goes on the offense. But still, this defense wasn't even good when Lamar Jackson was the starter. So it feels like they're on a similar path as the Bengals because obviously Joe Burrow does the same thing for that offense and a terrible defense. But the difference is at least the Bengals had a decent start to the season. Meanwhile, the Ravens have just one win to their name.
Oh, they're so bad. Didn't let me ask you, I feel like you've thrown this out a couple times. Do you think Harbaugh's job is in jeopardy?
Yep. Yeah. I don't think they like him there in Baltimore. I think he's kind of past his due a little bit. He can't get over the hump. And now without Lamar Jackson, the team is literally nothing. So if that's the case, why is he here?
I mean, I'm kind of coming around to that idea. I thought they would punish the Texans, or at least try to a little bit on the ground. Derrick Henry was ineffective yesterday. Cooper Rush, who is a good, one of the better backup quarterbacks, he couldn't do anything. But it's the Ravens' defense. I mean, I know at the end of that game, they were playing a ton of second stringers. It certainly was not their first unit, but still losing 44-10 in embarrassing fashion at home against a Texans team, which is meh. I mean, it's not good for your job security. And it just, I don't see how Baltimore pulls it together even when Lamar Jackson returns, because the defense is so bad. And even with them, they haven't looked stellar. This could be one of those years where you just lose the locker room and everyone knows based on expectations you're not going to get it done and people quit. I don't know if it happened yesterday in Baltimore, but it's trending that way.
I think it depends on how many games Lamar Jackson is out. Because if Lamar, you know, misses three or four games and the Ravens have a bad season, I think it's tough to fire somebody like John Harbaugh, who does have a very good track record of success. Because who are you going to hire that's better than him? Like, that's always the question. And I understand people have their questions about him in the postseason, but I don't know. I think that on the surface, it looks like that. But I think they need to think long and hard before they let him go.
I agree. He has a longer leash than most in the NFL because of his tenure and because he's won a Super Bowl. And, you know, in a couple weeks, I guess we'll see if the season can be salvaged or not. Certainly, if anyone can do it, it's Lamar Jackson. But also at the same time, Lamar doesn't play defense, and they're a mash unit back there. It doesn't look like they're going to get any healthier anytime soon. So bad loss for Baltimore, but a good one last night for the Patriots as they take care of business against the Bills. And Drake May starting to come along. I know Dylan's happy about that. Coming up next year on the show, more from Week 5 in the National Football League, including the Eagles being grounded at the Link, which is something we haven't seen in a long, long time. That is Chelsea Messenger. I'm Michael Jenkins. This is The Daily Tip. It is great to have you with us here on the BetMGM Network on a Monday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Desperation in the desert turns into a miracle win for the Titans. Adam Schefter tweeted this out last night. Titans overcame an 18-point deficit to beat Arizona. Panthers overcome a 17-point deficit to beat the Dolphins. Broncos overcome a 14-point deficit to defeat the Eagles. The Saints overcome an 11-point deficit, beat the Giants, and the Commanders overcome a 10-point deficit to beat the Chargers. I mean, if you're betting on these games and you're following these games, especially if you were initially on what you thought was the right side, we saw a lot of variance yesterday and a lot of games switch at the last second, some really crazy beats. So just like it always is in the NFL, you never really know until the end.
Oh, absolutely. And that's why you stick around. And I think Cam Ward was saying that at the end of the Titans game is that, mm-hmm. like, we are far from a flawless team. In fact, remember, he called the Titans team ass, and Brian Callahan got mad about that. But, you know, if you stick around and stick with it, like, maybe you'll be at the right place at the right time. And that's literally the only way that the Titans won this game. Because we had two disastrous game-breaking plays by the Cardinals, in which they pulled a DeSean Jackson, where they dropped the ball before they got into the end zone, and it was a touchback. And then that really crazy play that should have been a Cam Ward interception, then it fumbles around, you know, the other team drops it, and the Titans recover it in the end zone. So, like, that's not something that you're sitting there watching that game, like, oh, yeah, the Titans are going to come back. No, it took two really wild plays for them to even be in that game. But I will say this, Cam Ward deserves some credit for running a flawless 2-minute drill and getting his team down the field, because that was the biggest 2 minutes of the game, and he absolutely delivered in that moment. So he does deserve his flowers for sticking around and being very resilient in that moment.
Well, let's get to that game then, as the Tigers upset, the Titans, I should say, upset the Cardinals 22-21, and give people a taste of what happened in this game. If you didn't see it, it was just absolutely wild. The Titans getting 7 points. They were plus 325 on the money line. Total set at 42. The over hits. And this game looked to be all over in the fourth. Amari DeMarcado for the Cardinals, if you've not seen this highlight, rushes for what looks to be a 72-yard touchdown and then would give the Cardinals a 28-6 lead, but he drops the ball in celebration just before the goal line. Like, how many times are we going to see a play like this? So it's a touchback, and then Arizona falls apart. Later in the fourth, Titans down 21-12, and then it is blooper reel time.
Clock running inside of 5 minutes. Warren goes through his progressions. Everyone covered, slings it back. It's deflected and picked. Taylor Demerson, and then the football came out. Who recovers? Tennessee for the touchdown in a crazy sequence.
The Titans end their 10-game losing streak. And I just have to say, I saw someone, who was it, losing their mind on Twitter. Because imagine if you're on the Cards yesterday and DeMarcado is at the one, about to put Arizona up 28-6, and the early celebration means it's a touchback, Titans football. I mean, and then you lose outright. Like, you don't even have a chance of covering that number with Arizona laying 7. I mean, my God. I don't want to say it's a bad beat, but it's a squirrely one.
Oh, yeah. I think you definitely deserve to be a little angry about that one, especially if you had the Cardinals in Survivor. Because I know a lot of people that looked at this Titans team and said, ain't no way that team's winning. And I would have agreed with them. But here's the thing. Like, that's what makes Survivor so difficult. It sounds so easy on the surface when you say, hey, all you have to do is pick an outright winner in the NFL. It's simple, right? But we've seen chaos and a huge dose of it, and it's only October.
Here's the thing. I have some advice for NFL players if you're about to score a touchdown. Pretty simple. You just wait an extra beat, an extra second, and then you cross the goal line first. Maybe, I don't know, maybe you tuck it high and tight, and you get into the end zone, and then you release the football. I mean, my God, we saw A.D. Mitchell do it for the Colts last week in a game they probably should have won. That turned the game around. And then yesterday, DeMarcado, right there at the goal line. This is probably the dumbest play in sports, when you have 6 points right there, and the only reason why you don't get it is because you release the ball early. Are we going to have to start teaching this to our youth? Guys, you got to cross the goal line, and then you can release the football. Like, these plays are unacceptable. There's just no excuse for them.
Yeah, it just feels like this is a fundamental thing that obviously we are teaching to the youth, because, you know, five-year-olds sometimes forget this, but people who've been playing football their entire lives and get paid a very handsome sum of money to be good at football, like, this is something that you gotta have, if nothing else, not to let your team down, you know, because I would imagine he's gotta be feeling absolutely terrible right now, especially the fact that the Cardinals lost the game. So I will say this. I do think that he will be much more focused in the future, because the only thing worse than doing this is doing this twice. Because wasn't that the thing with DeSean Jackson, is that he did this multiple times? So do not make yourself in the image of DeSean Jackson. Learn from your mistakes. If it happens one, once, okay, at least you learn from it.
I think Santana Moss is telling me that he was coaching like a football camp last year, coaching receivers, and half these receivers getting off the line wanted to do like some sort of TikTok dance before they ran their route. And he's like, bro, he's like, get off the line of scrimmage and run your route. Like, stop sitting here dancing and doing all these moves. Make a football move. And so that's an exaggeration. Like, I don't think this is happening across the country, but certainly there is, you know, sort of an infusion of how am I going to celebrate as opposed to I got to cross the goal line first.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially in the NFL where the margin for error is so right. thin. Like, ask these NFL head coaches how hard it is to win week in and week out in the NFL. Like, look at us. We're in October 6th, and there is still not an undefeated team remaining in the entire league.
Yeah. Bills taking that L last night to the Patriots. Titans, by the way, head to Vegas next Sunday. The Cardinals visit Indianapolis and the Colts. How about we go to Philly where the Broncos stun the Eagles 21-17. The Broncos getting 3.5. They were plus 170 on the money line. And the underhits with the total of BetMGM sitting at 43.5 at kickoff. The Broncos down 14 points in this game. Bo Nix leads them on three straight scoring drives in the fourth quarter.
Back they go to Ingram, balanced, and dives. Touchdown, Denver.
Call courtesy of CBS. Nix goes 9 of 10 for 126 yards in the final frame alone. The Eagles lose for just the second time in 22 games going back to last season. And once again, those questions about the Eagles' offense, particularly after this game, are going to start being bandied about again, which is, okay, you guys are a good team, but are you not maximizing what you can do when you're on O?
Yeah, but I'll say this. This is a really tough defensive matchup. Like, the Broncos, we know their secondary is all-world, leading the way with Pat Surtain, reigning defensive player of the year, and we knew that it was probably going to be a quiet game for A.J. Brown. And I know that is not great for him and his mentality, but that's just kind of the matchup. But you'd say to yourself, at least we have Saquon Barkley, you know, who was the best running back bar none in the league last year. But once again, he's bottled up when he only has 30 rush yards on the ground, which is almost hard to fathom when you have such a good offensive line and also a quarterback like Jalen Hurts who can run as well. You would think that that is a very tough run game to stop. So the Broncos certainly deserve some credit there. But let's pause for a second, because I think a lot of people look at the NFL and they say, hey, you know, if a team's not undefeated, they shouldn't be, you know, getting credit for maybe being the Super Bowl favorites. Let's rewind to last year. The Eagles last year started the season 2-2 with losses to the Falcons and the Bucs. Let's rewind to the year that the Chiefs won the Super Bowl. In 2023, there was a stretch during the Chiefs season where they lost 4 of 6 games. The NFL is just really tough to be dominant. And, like, the only dominant season I can think of was the year that Tom Brady and the Patriots went in the Super Bowl undefeated. And what do? They lost in the Super Bowl to Eli Manning. So it's one of those things where I think you can still lose games to good teams and still be considered the best team in the NFL.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Success is never in a straight line, especially in the NFL. You just want to be trending the right way. And it's just too competitive of a league to, you know, march through undefeated. You're going to have some low points or some times when you lose 2 or 3 games. The question is, can you recover and get it done and go on a run in the postseason? Interesting thing about the Eagles when you talk about Saquon is, I mean, we're through 5 weeks now. If someone had bet me before the season, hey, I'll bet you that Saquon won't rush for $100 or 100 yards, I should say, in his first 5 games, maybe bet me $100, I'd be like, yeah, you're on. And here he is. So it's not just A.J. Brown. Maybe we focus on A.J. Brown because he's the one complaining the most, but Saquon hasn't got it going either.
Absolutely. Like, this whole offense does not have good numbers across the board. So if you're going to say to me, like, the Eagles don't deserve to be Super Bowl favorites, maybe that's where you start. And you say, okay, this offense is not operating on the level that it operated last year. And it starts with Saquon. Because obviously any team is going to be much more effective through the air when you can get the run game going. But right now, Saquon Barkley has 267 yards through, what, 5 games?
Yeah.
Last year, there were games in which he would have over 200 yards rushing, and we just haven't seen it. And maybe it starts with, like, the big explosive plays. Because last year, I remember playing like clockwork. Saquon Barkley over his longest rush. But here are his longest rushes this year. 16, 13, 12, 10, and 17. Like, he doesn't have those big explosive runs anymore.
Yeah, it's really weird, and I don't know exactly what it is. I don't necessarily think he's slowing down. I just think that whole offense as a whole has kind of just kind of hit this middling point where, despite all the talent, if everyone else were producing outside of Saquon, I'd say, okay, maybe something going on with Saquon. But right now, it just looks like they just, for some reason, they just, whether it's scheme, whether it's how defenses are playing them now, maybe they've gotten too predictable, whatever it is, teams have figured them out for now. So a loss for the Eagles, but still, if you look at the odds of BetMGM, plus 750, so the third favorite to win the Super Bowl. Broncos are on their way to London for a Sunday game against the Jets. The Eagles, right back at it, short week for them. They had to visit at the Giants on Thursday Night Football. Maybe the game of the day was in Seattle. The Buccaneers edged the Seahawks 38-35. The Bucs getting 3.5 points. The Bucs plus 150. Total set at 44 and a hook. The over hits. Both quarterbacks catch fire in this game. Baker Mayfield, 29 of 33, 379 yards, 2 touchdowns. And Emeka Ebuka again stepping up.
Third down, 15. Mayfield winds up, throws, caught, touchdown! Ebuka right on the money.
Woo, Kevin Harlan with the call on CBS. Ebuka, 7 catches, 163 yards of the score. Sam Darnold had a great night. Great afternoon. 28 of 34, 341 yards, 4 touchdowns. But he's picked off late by Lavonte David, and that allows the Bucs to get the game-winning field goal with just seconds to play. So Tampa becomes the first team in NFL history with 4 wins by 3 points or fewer in its first 5 games. Man, Tampa is feisty.
Oh, absolutely. And we were wondering if situationally this is going to be a tough spot for him, because coming off a very physical game against the Eagles, and then you have to go all the way to Seattle, which is not a short hop, skip, and a jump from Tampa Bay to play at one of the toughest home field environments in football. But that's what we've come to expect from Baker Mayfield, is that he's gritty, that he's a winner, that he's a gamer. So he certainly deserves his flowers in this one. I did not see this game being the instant classic, but I couldn't have been happier to watch both these quarterbacks. I found myself kind of rooting for both teams because yeah. Baker Mayfield and Sam Darnold have kind of followed similar paths, you know, in the NFL, where both of them at one point played for Carolina, both looked really terrible there. But now they've found themselves as veteran quarterbacks who can lead a game-winning drive. And I know it wasn't the case for Sam Darnold, but still, something to be said for going 28 of 34 and 341 yards. And until that last interception, he had 4 touchdowns and no picks throughout the day. So what a game.
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, I know a lot of people will pick on Darnold and say, oh, that interception at the end. But listen, when you put up 35 points on offense, you should be able to win every game in the NFL. You'll take that every single weekend. But a great game nonetheless, and also great for uniforms. I mean, the classic Seahawks uniforms from the 70s and 80s, and the Bucks wearing the creamsicle unis. Beautiful game to watch. Great game. Next up for the Bucks, they host the Niners on Sunday. The Seahawks visit the Jags. Let's look at Offensive Rookie of the Year odds here before we go to break, because Emeka Ebuka, plus 125. Ashton Jeanty is 4-1. Jackson Dart is plus 650. I'd put money on Ebuka right now, plus 125. Jeanty has all the talent in the world, but that Raiders offensive line is just straight up garbage. The fact that you get Ebuka at plus money still is amazing to me.
Yeah, I do think he is certainly in the driver's seat, but I'm not a huge fan of like betting the favorite on things in October, because I do think there is still plenty of leeway for other guys. I think the one metric that maybe Ebuka like has a huge lead in is touchdowns, because Tyler Warren's been really good for the Colts as well. Mm-hmm. He just doesn't have those touchdowns. He only has 1 touchdown on the year, but 44, 70, 38, 79, and 76 yards in his 5 games this season. He is extremely talented, and he's playing on a great Colts team. But yeah, Ebuka with the touchdowns, can't argue that.
Also, I'll throw out a little something. Bill Kroski Merritt, 30-1. Looked great yesterday for the Commanders if you're looking for a dog. Coming back to the show, time to look back at the weekend and decide who is our Monday MVP and how many of us will head to the college game. That is next right here on The Daily Tip.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
So it's here in mere moments. Well, on Saturday, I was pleasantly surprised. We woke up late, and the Texas game didn't start till, 3:30 Eastern? So we're sitting on the couch, and the lovely Catherine's like, are we not going to the bar to watch the game? And I was like, I thought we were going to sit here and just chill on the couch. Do you want to go? She's like, well, how about some pumpkin beer and wings? I was like, yes, say no more. Let's go. So we got dressed, went ready, watched the game. But as we're sitting there, of course, when it looked like Texas was out of the game, and it was pretty clear they weren't going to win that game, even though they made a push late, like the play started filtering out. And so we're sitting there. And by the end of that game, even though it was packed, 5 minutes after the game, we're the only ones there. We're just sitting there by ourselves. I'm like, my God, how quickly people just clear out. We had a chance there at the end. Are you one of those people where I was proud of ourselves? Like, you know, we stuck around to the end, honey. We did it. And then we walked around the mall and everything. But are you one of those people, like, at what point do you say, okay, I've had enough? Because I've done this before, too. I have to out myself as well. Sometimes you're like, I've had enough. I'm done watching this team. When do you get to that point? Every week with the Titans?
It's tough for the Titans every single week. And I will say this. The Titans put out, like, a tweet where I guess Will Compton was holding some type of a Titans watch party, which, number one, if you even showed up to that, you deserve some credit. But number two, the people that stayed till to the end of this, like, imagine watching Titans football the entire time. And I understand they got the win, but still, it is not a great product. So I think some of it is built into, you know, what you think is going to happen for the rest of the game. And I understand, like, sometimes comebacks are improbable. But, like, when you're watching that Texas game, did you think that there was going to be a chance? Or did you see, like, you know, hey, maybe this isn't it. This is very hard to watch.
I mean, it was hard to watch, but also they didn't quit. I mean, it went down to the final few seconds where, you know, they had a chance to throw one deep and tie the game late. So it looked like the chips were stacked against them, but they made it very interesting at the end. I mean, it did go down to the final seconds. They didn't get a playoff there, so that was... that was tough to watch. But it wasn't – Florida dominated the game, but it wasn't so much of a blowout where you're like, hey, this game is over. You kind of thought that at one point, but the more you hung around, you're like, I don't know. We might have a shot here. We almost did. So it was kind of fulfilling to – I mean, as much as you can take away from a tough loss, I was like, well, at least we were here for it. And we won some koozies.
Right. And I think it's upsetting because Texas was on top of the mountaintop not that long ago. And, like, think about how many people were coming to watch parties then. And so it's not like you guys have been wandering in the desert for 40 years. What's it been, a year since Texas was, like, really, really good? So it just feels like you can truly see like who the real Fairweather fans are.
Yeah. At least we got four koozies out of us. We won one koozie, and as I'm walking away, the guy goes, "Hey, man, we'll give you the whole set." I'm like, "Oh, awesome." We went from 25 cents worth of stuff here to 75 cents. But at least we got something out of the deal. All right. Will we choose a college player or a college coach or a college team as part of our MVP Monday? Well, let's honor someone in the gridiron.
Here are your nominees for Monday MVP.
MVP! MVP!
MVP! All right, I'm going to start. This is not personal, Double D. Not at all. I mean, we both suffered the same fate this weekend, right? I'm going to start with an old name we haven't heard in a while, or at least we haven't paid attention to in a while. Nico Iamaliava, UCLA quarterback.
Nico's going to take off. Nico to the end zone. Touchdown!
Call courtesy of CBS. How about this? Nico, 17 of 24, 166 yards, two touchdowns through the air. He also leads UCLA on the ground with 128 yards and three touchdowns. And this comes after Deshaun Foster was fired. So Tim Skipper is your interim head coach. They have new coordinators as well, both offensively and defensively. So they have a makeshift staff. And Nico said, he told the guys before the game, if you don't want to be here, just leave. Just go. And somehow, some way, that message resonated. So this is only the fourth time in college football history that a team with a record of 0-4 or worse has beaten a top 10 team. And unfortunately, that team was Double D's Penn State Nittany Lions. Regardless, a great performance from Nico and one that came out of nowhere. So I will give him the Monday MVP.
There were a lot of good storylines in this game, including Jerry Neuheisel, who was calling the plays. And this is always the worst. When you see somebody who's like a lot younger than you, that's like ascending through the ranks, you're like, he's 33? God, I'm old. But yeah, he does look very, very young. So a lot of great storylines in that one. But for me, I'm going to go to the postseason, and I'm going to Major League Baseball and going with Vladdy Jr. of the Toronto Blue Jays.
Deep left field! It is a grand slam!
All right, so as much as I like these other candidates, they're still regular season games. And to me, legends are born in the postseason. So Vladdy Jr. is etching his name in the history books right now because of his two-game start to the postseason this year, with some of the best numbers we've ever seen through a two-game stretch. So in the first two games of his postseason, he has two home runs. He's gone 6 of 9 and has 6 RBI. When you look at all the postseason numbers for every player in the postseason, he ranks 2nd in RBI, and that's including guys who played in the wild card round. And especially because this was the larger story here, is the fact that the Blue Jays offense went absolutely off on the Yankees this weekend, outscoring New York 23-8, en route to a commanding 2-0 series lead in the ALDS. So my MVP is Vladdy Jr.
All right, Double D. What do you got, buddy?
I'm going back to the college gridiron. My MVP Monday nominee is Blake Horvath, Navy quarterback.
Horvath winds up, fires it deep. That is Heinreich with a catch. That is Heinreich to the 10. That is Heinreich in the end zone. Touchdown, Navy.
Horvath goes 20 for 26. That's right. Passing for 339 yards and three touchdowns. He also rushed 17 times for 130 yards and a touchdown, defeating Air Force 34-31.
Wow. Good Service Academy win by the midshipman. All right, Denton.
All right, we're going back to the NFL. My Monday MVP nomination is Rico Dowdle.
Handoff on second down. Look at this! Still on his feet! What an afternoon for Rico Dowdle!
Well, look at that. Rico Dowdle, running back for the Carolina Panthers. I mean, he was unstoppable yesterday for the Miami Dolphins. Most people didn't watch this game. Most people didn't see it. But I saw Rico Dowdle. Over 200 yards from scrimmage, 206 yards rushing the football. He had another 28 yards in the receiving game, so 234 total yards. The Panthers beat the Dolphins 27-24. This was one of the very few fully entertaining games from start to finish in the NFL over the weekend. And then on top of that, literally as we just came back from break, I saw a video of Mike McDaniel walking in his little Capri pants, all sad, back to the locker room, just dejected. I think he's going to be on his way out sooner rather than later, unfortunately, in Miami. But an all-around great game from Rico Dowdle. I believe he's the first person in the NFL this year to run for over 200 yards in a game.
Yeah, I think that's right as well. Here's some good candidates. I don't think anybody saw that Panthers-Dolphins game. Except for Panthers and Dolphins game. Or fans. Actually, Chelsea, I'm sure Jake saw it. You guys were watching this, right?
Oh, we couldn't watch it. Unless we have Sunday ticket. This is not the allotted option. But let me say that I feel like this at least deserves an honorable mention. Because the primetime game of the week, Stephon Diggs, 146 yards receiving against his old team in the Buffalo Bills. And the Patriots are 8.5-point dogs and they win this game. I feel like we at least got to mention that as well.
There were some really good performances across the it's always difficult to pick like one singular performance, you know, when you've got playoff baseball going on in college football and NFL. Is there someone we're missing? Who else are we missing here?
I mean, Mbuku could have gotten a nod. You know, Ja'Cory
Baker could have gotten it.
Yeah, Baker could have gotten really that entire both quarterbacks. I mean, I think the ball hit the turf in that Buccaneers Seahawks game like six times.
That's crazy.
Both of those guys were on fire. So there's a lot of different players that could have gotten the nods. I almost gave it to Jerry Neuheisel just because I think that story's really cool. So there's a lot of different guys that could have gotten some sort of nod.
How much
could have given it to the freshman? Could have given it to the freshman wide receiver from Florida there, Jenks.
Oh God, he was awesome. Mm. What's that cat's name? Dallas Wilson? Was that the guy?
Wilson, yeah.
Oh my God, he ate Texas's lunch, man. I mean, he could not be stopped. And that one play where he catches a bomb down the sideline and Texas has a chance to push him out of bounds, what do? Nope, they just kind of nudge him a little bit and he just traipses into the end zone. Oh, yeah, he was an absolute stud. And he was a difference maker, too. It's amazing, too, when you look at the lines and the line movement, how one guy, a college receiver, I think he had a lot to do with why we saw the line movement going for this direction, because I know he's a receiver and those guys generally don't move the number. But he was worthy of the number moving if that, in fact, was the reason why. Maybe people just weren't high on Texas, but good candidates here.
Yeah, and I want to mention Trey Yosavage as well. 11 strikeouts against the Yankees. Somebody who was very young in, let's see, he was born in 2003. He is 22 years old, and he punched out 11 in his postseason debut. That deserves some flowers as well.
Imagine being 22 and pitching in an ALDS and then striking at 11. Like, I always try and put myself. That's why, yeah. And you out-duel Max Fried. Like, just imagine being on that stage and being able to sort of absorb all of that. When I was 22 and I thought I was smart for my age, I was an idiot. Like, trying to process that has to be just mind-blowing at that age.
Sometimes I wonder if it's actually helpful. Like, because maybe they don't understand the weight of the situation. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Is that, like, Phil Mickelson had a quote about this in golf. It's like, you have to be either really stupid or really smart. That's where, like, your mentality needs to be.
Yeah, if you're not overthinking it, you're like, well, this is what I do. I go pitch. I guess I'll pitch tonight. It's kind of crazy. It's the Yankees. And you're not thinking about it. You know, you go up there and you ball out. Come on, next on the show, more NFL action tonight with the Chiefs in Jacksonville. Which player deserves our prop money? That is next. Hour two here on The Daily Tip.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.